Moving on now, at least 15 local fighters are killed in Mali after government soldiers destroy the main market in Gao. The war has wreaked havoc in the region.
Not only are they failing to improve in our rights, but they are getting rid of things we have fought for many years.
Forces under the command of the ruling junta also targeted the mayor's office with heavy machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades. 13 Chadian soldiers were also killed in fighting in the north of the West African nation. These are the heaviest casualties sustained by French and African troops since France invaded Mali 6 weeks ago. France attacked its former colony to stop local fighters it says have links with Al-Qaeda. Thousands of troops from neighbouring countries have been deployed to Mali. From London, I'm joined by Ayo Johnson, Director of Viewpoint Africa. Welcome to the programme. So, Mr. Johnson, we see the situation deteriorating in Mali by the day. We also have Niger dragged into the conflict. What implications will this have for Niger?
Well, it means that their citizens are going to be at risk. Clearly, their soldiers are already going to be in harm's way. And the jihadists, clearly, their movement across West Africa are now focused in Mali. And they are prepared to take the fight to the French and also take the fight to the African-led force that's under the umbrella of the African Union and ECOWAS.
And, of course, how is the refugee crisis going to be addressed?
Well, that's a major problem. I mean, in fact, aid agencies are already expressing concern that they can't get to people who are affected, especially women and children. Displacement of people is another. And of course, as long as the fighting keeps on happening, as we're seeing right now, close fighting happening between the militants and jihadists and the African and French troops, more civilians are going to be affected. Displacement of people becomes apparent, and death and becomes that much more a reality.
And of course, how detrimental is the Mali war going to be for the French and, as a matter of fact, U.S. economies?
Well, as we know, we're going for a global recession. The West is mostly affected. The United States, Europeans alike are very, very hard for cash. This will cost money to maintain the troops on the ground. In fact, the French are already looking for an exit strategy to start to take their soldiers back home. But, of course, they're not going to be able to do so because the contingency of African-led force that's required to support their gains or their attack currently is not happening. So it's going to be difficult to see how they can actually leave in the short term. And, of course, the long term is going to cost them far more than they would otherwise have wished.
And what about the United Nations? How do you think it should respond to this war?
Well, it's all about hearts and minds and public opinions. The longer this goes on, the public opinion will change on the ground. And, of course, international consensus, which is required, would also be affected. The Security Council would be it's possible that they will not be unanimous in the decision-making. And, of course, the UN as a whole would also be split. There are many countries who would not necessarily want to find their respective soldiers and people in harm's way. And the longer it goes on, the longer this conflict is likely to split nations and split the entire world, if not the UN itself.
Indeed. Ayo Johnson, Director of Viewpoint Africa from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.